Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Edwin Garcia. Edwin is the host of The Sky and the Shy and the Lakers Takes podcast. The podcast is dedicated to content highlighting the WNBA Chicago Sky and NBA's Los Angeles Lakers. He is also a writer for Swish Appeal covering women's basketball. On the program, we discuss the Chicago Sky winning the 2021 WNBA championship, the 2021 Sky season. We also talk about Candace Parker and more. Edwin is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com.
Protect your pet this flea and tick season with Chewy. Find everything from flea collars and sprays to prescriptions that keep pests away. Chewy has what you need to keep tails wagging all season long. Shop America's number one pet pharmacy. Visit Chewy.com today.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
The youngest American in space is also a pediatric cancer survivor, and her all-civilian mission is providing a pathway to the future of space exploration. Hear the story on St. Jude Mission of a Lifetime. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
A great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
And now it's Geico's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, Geico could save you 15% or more.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio is courtesy of ESPN and Holly Rowe conducting an interview with Chicago Sky center Candace Parker after winning the 2021 WNBA Finals. Of course, Candace, if you don't know the story by now, this is her first year with the Chicago Sky, returning home to the Windy City of Chicago and helping the Sky win a WNBA championship. And to talk more about this series as well as the 2021 Sky season and some players that made that played a big role in this championship series, let's welcome him back to the program. He is the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast, Mr. Edwin Garcia. Hey, Edwin, welcome back to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
Oh, man, you're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. So, Edwin, just kind of give me your takeaways from the Chicago Sky in the Game 4 performance and helping them win the 2021 WNBA championship.
Oh, man, it was an absolutely incredible game, a tough game. I think a good representation of what the season was for this guy, where they struggled so much in this game. It was back and forth. It looked like Phoenix was going to take it. I think midway through the second quarter, they were up 14. And going into the fourth quarter, the Phoenix Mercury were still up 9. And it just looked like, when were they going to close the gap? How were they going to do it? And slow and steady as a team, Quigley hit shots late. Parker hit a really big shot late. Stephanie Dolson had a couple floaters that went in. And then Vandersloot with the game-sealing layup runner, really, in the middle of the paint. it was just an incredible game, an incredible performance. And yeah, it was just representative of the entire season, how hard they had to fight to get there. And ultimately they achieved the biggest goal and are now the greatest Chicago Sky team in history with the first championship.
Absolutely. You're right about that, Edwin. And it really was a dogfight for the Sky throughout much of the year. They came in and entered the postseason as the sixth seed. Now, a lot of people were not expecting Chicago to get past the first round, because remember, Connecticut was the number one seed, Las Vegas was the number two seed, Minnesota was a third seed, Seattle was also the fourth seed, but Chicago, like you said, they really had to claw and scratch and fight their way to the top of the mountaintop to win their first ever WNBA championship in franchise history. Before we get into some of the players that made a huge difference, I want to just, how would you sum up in several words, Edwin, the 2021 Sky season?
A tale of two seasons, because you had the regular season, which was normally frustrating and so many ups and downs. I think 16 and 16 lets you know how many ups and downs there were. There was just as many downs as ups, right? That's why the record was that. They had a 7-game losing streak early on. They were 2-7. That was mainly due to injuries, but that played a role. When everyone came back, they went on a 7-game win streak, and they ended up back a little bit above 500 at 9-7. And then from there, it was just every two games they won, they lose another one. They lose another one. They would beat a good team, lose to a weaker team. And they just never could really get into a good rhythm. You know, there was an Olympic break in there as well, which I think kind of hurt their flow, even though it helped their health. And they just never got together, and it kind of felt like it was never going to happen. The whole season happened, 16-16. They make the playoffs, but not really that impressive. But the thing was, they were finally healthy. And you knew that they had the ability to do it. It wasn't a matter of ability. It was just, when are you actually going to show it? And the whole season's happened, and we still never really saw it. So there was very little hope that it would actually materialize. But they actually did it, almost like a movie where everyone just kind of gets it together at the very last second and actually achieves it. They actually did that, and that's how I would describe the season. It's a tale of two seasons. There's the regular season, which was very up and down, disappointing. And obviously in the playoffs, it was everything you could hope and dream for.
You know, there's a saying that goes, Edwin, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And definitely the Chicago Sky were definitely a testament of having a bad start. But like you said, it was about how they finished, and they definitely continue to finish strong, making a great postseason run. I want to get into some of the players that made big contributions during this season. I want to start off with the 2021 WNBA Finals MVP, and that's Kalia Copper. She came through big, not just in this series against Phoenix, but throughout the whole postseason. Just give me your thoughts on Kalia and her season.
Yeah, she's been incredible. She continues to get better. Every year she's gotten better. 3 years ago, she was a bench player who would play like 10, 12, 15 minutes. And then 2 years removed from then, she became a consistent sixth woman of the year kind of candidate. And now she's exploded to not only starting, but starring in these games and being one of the offensive spark plugs for the Chicago Sky. So she's just continues to improve. She continues to improve on her athleticism, her power, her ability to put pressure on the rim, her ability to guard has improved so much. And as the stats show, she was producing so much in the WNBA Finals that she got Finals MVP, and it's well-deserved. There are many players in the Chicago Sky that had good seasons, but she really had a remarkable one, and she really shined at the biggest stage in the WNBA.
Indeed, she did. And speaking of shining, not just on the big WNBA stage, but she shined bright on the world stage, a global stage, and that was Stephanie Dolson. We're going to get a little bit into her season in just a moment. But, Edwin, I want to start off with Stephanie made history. She was a member of the United States winning Olympic gold medal team at the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. She was a member of the women's 3x3 basketball team that won the gold medal. Her teammates were Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, and also Alicia Gray. Just tell me a little bit about Stephanie's presence on that 3x3 team.
Yeah, well, it was crucial. 3x3 is a new Olympic sport. Obviously, basketball has been the Olympics for many, many years, but not 3x3. 3x3 has kind of grown in recent years with more FIBA tournaments. There's that big three tournament that Ice Cube has been running for a couple of years now, and the popularity of 3x3 has grown. So it was a new Olympic sport, and she played a huge role because they only had four players on the roster. So it's totally different from traditional 5-on-5 basketball. There's only four players on the roster. Three are playing, and the games are only 10 minutes long. It's first to 21, or once the 10 minutes expires, whoever's winning is deemed the winner. And you have to win two of three. So it's very fast-paced, very aggressive. And for her to, you know, fly over to Tokyo, perform in those Olympics, different time zone, intense games, and have to represent the United States and go and get the gold was an incredibly difficult and challenging thing. And it was amazing to see her do it. And that's one of the reasons why, even though her regular season was kind of disappointing, I had no doubt that Stephanie Dolson was going to play well when the games mattered, because she showed in the Olympics and she showed it throughout her career at UConn, throughout her career with the Chicago Sky, that when the big moments come, she'll play well. And lo and behold, last night she had a couple big buckets late to close the gap and help the Sky win in that fourth quarter, because that's who she is. She's a player who's not afraid of those big moments. She's been in them for a long time.
Indeed, she has. And then let's kind of just talk about an impressive run. Like you mentioned, when the regular season was really shaky for her, but she really made a big difference in the Olympics, helping the 3X team win the gold medal. And let's talk about her postseason for a moment. She got hot at the right time, and definitely, again, she's an amazing presence in terms of doing the dirty work, doing the rebounding, being a solid defender, doing what she needs to do. So just kind of sum up, in your opinion, what her postseason was like this season.
Yeah, I think that her role changed. I believe she started as a starter early on, and then she had injuries, and she also had Olympic requirements. She had to miss some games during the regular season because of the Olympics, and then obviously the Olympic break was totally fine because that was in the schedule, but there were some games she missed before, so I think she had trouble getting into a rhythm with the team, and with so many changes with the roster and with Parker being involved, it just made it kind of hard for her to find her place, and she kind of was out of the rotation midway through the season. She was a bench player who sometimes would play 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 3 minutes. She was no longer that, you know, penciled in starter she's been for most of her career. And a lot of people thought, you know, what that meant. And to me, it was always just she wasn't in a rhythm to be the starter, and they needed to win games. As you see, 16 and 16, the team was struggling. There really wasn't room for experimentation. They were having enough trouble staying at 500 and getting a playoff spot as it was. But once they got in the playoffs, it comes back to who you're comfortable with and who do you trust. And Stephanie Dolson is a player that, you know, has her flaws, but I trust her to not make mistakes. I trust her to do the right thing and make the right plays. And in a playoff atmosphere where it's winner and go home, that's what you want. You already have some players like, you know, Courtney Vandersloot and Candace Parker and Kalia Copper who can be amazing, phenomenal scorers. The other players just need to play defense, play smart, and not make any silly mistakes. And that's exactly what Stephanie Dolson does, and that's what she did during her playoff run. She was able to knock down her shots when she had some opportunities. She was able to play good defense. She was aggressive. She was good at the rebounds. Game one, she had 14 or 13 points. I can't remember exactly, but she led the entire bench. She outscored the Phoenix Mercury bench alone. She had a really great game. Last night, she also led the Chicago Sky bench in scoring. So she was definitely able to produce when it mattered. And that's really what you want when you want to win a championship. You just need a couple players besides the main players to kind of take their game up just a little bit, just to push them over the edge. And that's exactly what she did.
All right, and then rightfully so. So Stephanie made a big contribution when it was needed the most, with especially with the defense and the rebounding. And when you have defensive rebounding, you got to have shooting. And Allie Quigley, oh my gosh, Allie Quigley, one of the premier long-distance shooters in the WNBA. She's been doing her thing for such a long time. She's a three-time, currently an All-Star Weekend three-point contest winner, 2017, 2018, and, of course, this year in 2021. And Allie had a great season and a fantastic postseason. She came through in a big way. Just give me your thoughts on Allie and how well she performed during this playoff run.
Yeah, she was amazing. Obviously, everyone's going to remember what happened last night. She just went on fire. And what's really interesting about that was she did the in-game interview right before the fourth quarter started. And they asked her, what can you do to get back in this game? You know, you're down by nine. How can you, you know, turn this around? And one thing she mentioned is playing defense, driving to the basket, and we just have to hit our threes. And I remember when I was listening to that, in my mind, I'm like, well, that's you. You're the three-point shooter. Like, you need to hit those threes. And she absolutely did. She went on fire. In that fourth quarter, she hit three threes, and she had a nice runner when she pump fake the ball from Skylar Diggins-Smith and then hit it right in her face. It was great. And, yeah, that's what she's capable of. She said it herself, they needed to hit threes. She's a three-point specialist, and she was able to do it. So, yeah, it was an incredible fourth-quarter performance, especially in that closeout game four last night. She was they do not win this game without those heroics, especially those threes late. They were down by a lot, and when you're down by so much with time running out, three-point shots are the best way to close the gap. And her hitting those shots allowed the Sky to get back in the game and ultimately win.
All right, and speaking of, you know, we've mentioned defense and the rebounding and also the sharp shooting, but there's always got to be a point guard to get them the ball. Courtney Vandersloot is, man, Edwin, I mean, she is a floor general on top of being a floor general, a true master at work when it comes to playing a point guard position in the WNBA. I mean, from, you know, hitting shots that mattered the most to piling up assists, finishing in the top five in assists and in steals throughout the course of the regular season. Give me your thoughts on Courtney and how important she was, especially during this playoff run.
Yeah, she's the, in my opinion, she's the best point guard in the WNBA. And she's up there in the all-time conversation in the WNBA. It's as simple as that. She's been that kind of player this entire time. When the team was good, she was like that. When the team was struggling years ago, she was still this good. And, yeah, she's the floor general. She's in charge of everything. She's running everything. She's running the entire offense, and the ball is always in her hands, and she always knows where to put the ball, where to place the ball, who's hot, where to go, when she needs to call her own number, which she rarely does because she's always looking for players. But last night was a perfect example. Late in the game, she took that final shot to really secure the victory and bring it home, give them the lead with a minute and I think 40-something seconds left. She hits the shot because she knew the team needed it, and she was able to find the matchup. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, she's the best point guard in the WNBA, and after last night's game, it's kind of hard to make an argument that she isn't.
Yeah, and definitely she is the best point guard in the WNBA, Edwin. There's no doubt about that. She definitely, like you said, she's carried that franchise through the thick and thin, the good and bad, and the ups and downs, and definitely stayed with it, and now she is a WNBA champion. And, of course, speaking of champions, you know, Candace Parker is an ambassador for the sport of women's basketball. You put her up there with Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi. You also put her up there with, you know, the likes of Lisa Leslie and Rebecca Lobo and Cynthia Cooper, and the list goes on and on and on. Candace has, you name it, she's done it. She's an Olympic gold medalist. She's also been a Rookie of the Year. She's done so many great things in her professional basketball career after spending so many years with the Los Angeles Sparks. This is her first year in Chicago with the Chicago Sky. She returns home. First year with the Sky, wins a WNBA championship. I got to ask you this question. What were your thoughts, since you being a native of Los Angeles, what were your thoughts when you found out that Candace was going to be leaving L.A. to go play for the Sky?
Well, actually, I'm currently living in Los Angeles, but I'm actually a Chicago native, so it's a little flip there. But,
okay,
but I know a lot of being here and living here in Los Angeles the last couple of years, the general sentiment is tremendous sadness from LA Sparks fans. They were not happy that she left. They weren't mad at her for leaving. They understood it. She needed to expand and go, you know, continue her career and go somewhere she could feel comfortable and win a championship. She was going home. There's no animosity from LA Sparks fans with Candace Parker. There's just sadness that she left, and bittersweet yesterday. Lots of tweets, lots of comments saying happy for her. It's a shame she didn't finish her career here, but happy she went on and went home and got what she wanted, because she wanted more rings. She wanted more success. It wasn't just a homecoming. It wasn't just a retirement, you know, spot. It was a place to try to win a championship. And she did just that. So it was definitely bittersweet for a lot of the LA Sparks last night. Still sad that she left to begin with, but they were definitely happy for her because this is what she wanted, and she achieved her ultimate goal.
Yeah, she did achieve that ultimate goal, and it's very rare because it's one thing for a player of her experience to come back to play for a new team after she's been settled for so many years in L.A. and to come to your hometown team and to win a championship in your first year, that's very amazing. And you mentioned, we talked about this, Edwin, about the Sky having a very up and down regular season. She was hampered with injuries throughout much of the first half of the year. She still made the WNBA, or she still made the WNBA All-Star team. I got to ask you, what do you think her place was? I mean, what do you think her place was in terms of being on the team? Do you think it was still being the leader or being someone that was more of like a mentor, but still being one of, being the star of the team? What do you think her role was this year?
They don't win this championship without her being here. I think there's clear evidence of where the team was before she got here, which was a very, very good team, but not a championship team, and what they were now that she joined. You know, James Wade said it early on in the season that before Candace got here, he felt like the team was knocking on the screen door of a championship. And now that they have Candace Parker, he felt like they were knocking on the actual door of a championship. And lo and behold, they broke that door down and they walked through. They got the championship. They don't do that without Candace Parker. She's still an all-star. She's still a starter. She's still a star. Is she at her prime right now? No, she's not. The data also says she's taking a slight dip, but that dip is still slight. She's still extremely productive. She's still 100% one of the vocal leaders of the team. It's a player that has, you mentioned it before, where she's at in the history of the WNBA. She's right there with Leslie. She's right there with Swoop. She's right there with Lobo. She's up there as one of the icons, the legends. And when there's a player like that in your huddle, you listen. And not only do you listen, you trust. Because you know they know more than you. They've been here for longer. They've accomplished everything. They've also failed. So they have the whole story. They know everything, and you can trust that experience, that knowledge in those games. And she was mic'd up for the game last night. And when they mic'd her up, she was telling them when they were down 14, this is what it's like. Don't panic. This is part of it. We're fine. And when a player like that who knows and has been there and has lost those kinds of games and won those kind of games tells you it's okay, this is part of the process, you trust that, and they believed in her. They trusted her. That's why they rallied back. And, again, talking about performance, she hit the three to tie the game late, which I think you just played the clip of. That's a crucial three. Without that three, who knows what happens. She hits that three, and she had back-to-back defensive rebounds late in the game to ice the game. There's a reason why she was the one holding the basketball at the end of the game, because she got the final rebound to secure the victory, and then she ran off the court with the basketball. So without her, there's no way they win this championship. So she may not have been finals MVP because the game-to-game performance, Kalia Copper, was just that good. But 100%, if you ask any of them what's the difference between this year and years prior, Candace Parker will be the first name they bring up.
Rightfully so. I want to stay with Candace just for a moment. 2 years ago, she was voted by a lot of her WNBA peers as being the most overrated player in the league. In that same 2019 season, she was benched for the Spark, where her team at the time she was playing for, the Los Angeles Sparks, were playing in a playoff elimination game. She was benched in that game, and then let's fast forward to 2020 in the Wubble. She wins the league defensive player of the year. Now let's go to the current. In 2021, she signs with the Chicago Sky, wins a WNBA championship in her first year with Chicago. What do you make of those people that said she was overrated and so on and so forth? What do you make of that to her now winning a WNBA championship in her first year with Chicago?
Like any other great player in the modern era, you're going to get extensive criticism when you have a lot of popularity. You know, if we look at the men's game with LeBron, you know, he can't tie his shoes without people comparing it to how Jordan ties his shoes, right? That's part of that. You know, want to call it jealousy, want to call it, you know, too much demand or whatever you want to call it. There's just a criticism that gets extremely high. And I think with Parker, that's one of the things. People just, you know, get mad at the popularity she has, and then they start to talk themselves into believing their own narrative of, you know what, she's not even that good. She's good, but she's not that good, right? That's what overrated means. It means that where your talent is and where people think you are is askew, and it's way too positive. And then, you know, that's the same thing LA Sparks fans were upset about with Derek Fisher and what was happening with the LA Sparks. They felt like the decisions they were making were bad. She shouldn't have been benched. She's their best player. What's going on? And I think, I'm sure, you know, Parker probably wouldn't mention it herself, but it's got to feel pretty good to say, okay, you think I'm overrated? I left LA. Where were they this year? My team, where are they this year? And you can debate about where you rate me, but you're going to have to debate that after you say two-time NBA champion, when you mentioned my accolades. So I'm sure it's validation for her. It's validation for her fans who said that Derek Fisher and the Sparks weren't doing their job in utilizing her correctly, because there are questions about how come it worked in Chicago and it didn't work in L.A. She's only getting older, so you know there's a disconnect there. And it's good to see that she got that revenge and she also achieved her goal. And I think people who called overrated, I don't think too many of those people would vote her overrated today, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with Candace Parker returning to her hometown of Chicago, Edwin, we know that Chicago is a city with a rich sports history. It's been a while since the last time the Bears won a Super Bowl was 1986. The last time the Chicago Bulls won an NBA championship was 1998. The last time the Chicago Cubs won a World Series was 2015. The White Sox haven't won a World Series in a long time. But the Chicago Sky have delivered the city of Chicago their first professional sports title in a long time. I gotta ask you, what's the WNBA's popularity like in the city of Chicago?
It's growing. I would definitely say it's one of the top five, top seven markets, but it's been something that has been growing for a while. I think one of the struggles they've had in Chicago is the constant movement. They were in Chicago, then they moved to Allstate Arena, which is a suburb outside of Chicago in Rosemont. Then they came back to Chicago. I feel like now it's definitely growing. It exploded this past year with all the success they had. But I think they're now at a point where they can really start building. When they moved back to Chicago, they also changed general managers and coaches, which is why James Wade is now in charge. They changed the logo. There was a redesign there. Now they're in the city, which I think is better for growing your fan base. If you want them to be from Chicago, it's good to be in the area. So I feel like now it's definitely taken another step. And this year it took the biggest step with winning the championship, having sellout crowds, seeing the Chicago Sky colors all through the downtown area. There's a famous lion outside of the Art Institute in downtown Chicago who they always dress up, you know, during important times of the year. Like in the holiday season, they put like a wreath around it, and they might put like a jack-o'-lantern or something near that little statue. It kind of becomes like a symbol of the city and the time that we're in. And this year they put a Chicago Sky gear on top of that lion, and they've never done something like that before because the Sky has never been in a situation where that lion would be dressed like that. But this year that happened. The downtown lights were in the colors of the Chicago Sky team, and those kind of touchstones and cornerstones are really special. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the parade or something of that nature. If they do have one, I'm guessing it's going to be an enormous, you know, celebration. So, yeah, the popularity is growing and growing. With Parker here, everything has grown so, so much for the Chicago Sky. It's been great to see.
Awesome. And, again, he's Edwin Garcia. He is the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody more about Sky and the Shy and what's it all about, and just some of the things that you cover on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, so my Twitter handle is Sky and the Shy. And the podcast is also named Sky and the Shy, the Sky and the Shy podcast. And essentially, it's normally a bi-monthly podcast. So there's two podcasts a month, and we're covering the games that are happening, the news that's happening with the team, and kind of looking ahead at what games are coming up. That's normally the cadence during the regular season. During the playoffs, they were in playoff mode, so I was in playoff mode. I turned it into a after-every-game podcast. So it was like a post-game pod, and I was go in depth on the game and then preview the upcoming games. So right now that we're in the off season, it's still a great time to subscribe and listen because we're not going to stop. The WNBA season is technically over, but the WNBA, just like the NBA, it's a year-round thing. There's going to be things going on with trades. There's going to be things going on with the roster. We still got hopefully a parade, ceremony, things of that nature. There's looking at draft prospects. A lot of the Chicago Sky players will be playing overseas during the WNBA off season. They're having seasons in Europe and things of that nature. So there's still a lot, so much that's going to be going on with the Chicago Sky, especially after this championship. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of things happening around the organization that should be interesting and fun to experience. So, yeah, if you like the conversation today, there's more of that on the podcast.
Awesome. And then you recently picked up, you mentioned the NBA. You picked up something else that you're doing with the Los Angeles Lakers. Tell everybody what you're doing with your Lakers podcast.
Oh, yeah, yes. I just launched the Lakers Takes podcast, which my other handle of the another site that I run called Lakers Takes, where I'm covering the LA Lakers. It's kind of a similar format as the Chicago Sky podcast is. The difference is obviously it's Lakers-based. It's a little bit more NBA-centric for that reason. And that one is actually right now currently going to be a weekly podcast. A new episode will probably be up in the next 30 minutes. Once I get off this call, I'm going to go ahead and upload it. It's all recorded and edited, so it's good to go. And kind of a similar thing, I recap the games that have happened. I have a longer form section in the middle where we talk about a bigger topic around the team and then previewing the games ahead. So it's a great 30-minute or so podcast where it kind of keeps you up to date with everything happening with the team and has you knowledgeable on what's happening and what's about to come with the Lakers.
Awesome, awesome. And again, tell everybody, Edwin, where they can find you on social media, as well as Sky and the Shy, Lakers Takes, and any other websites you want to promote, let them know that as well.
Yes, awesome. Thank you. So my Twitter handles for all Chicago Sky coverage is Sky and the Shy, and my Twitter handle for all Lakers coverage is Lakers Takes. When it comes to the podcast, same name, Lakers Takes Pod, Sky and the Shy Pod. And when it comes to other things that I'm writing and other publications I'm working for, I highly recommend checking out Swish Appeal. That's a website run by SB Nation and under Vox Media. They do just exclusively women's basketball. So that's the WNBA, things happening in Europe, things happening in the college basketball, which we know is about to start in a couple weeks here. So I'll be writing bi-weekly articles there every week from now on. So I just signed a new contract with them. So I'm really excited about that. And anyone who's interested in anything basketball-related should definitely be checking out what's going on Swish Appeal.
Awesome, and congratulations on that. And you heard it from him. He's Edwin Garcia. He is the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast dedicated to covering the WNBA's, I should say, the 2021 WNBA champion, Chicago
Sky.
World champion. And also world champions. There you go, WNBA world champion, Chicago Sky. And on top of that, he also has a new venture doing things with the Los Angeles Lakers with a podcast called Laker Takes, and also with a new venture as well, writing for Swish Appeal, which is dedicated to covering women's basketball, which is affiliated through Vox Media and SB Nation. Edwin, thank you so much once again, my man. And if you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click spectrummobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be.
Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up. Download the DraftKings app and use code TUNEIN. That's code TUNEIN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
Estuvo en un accidente de trabajo y no sabe qué hacer. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, le pueden ayudar. Muchas veces las empresas no quieren ayudar a los trabajadores lesionados porque no quieren reportar los accidentes con las aseguradoras. Nosotros podemos ayudarle a encontrar a un médico y que sus gastos médicos y beneficios semanales sean pagados durante el tiempo que no tenga la capacidad de trabajar. Llame a Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes. Somos tu voz. Portavoz pagado.
To protect your fleet and your reputation, there's the Michelin Agilis Cross Climate Tire, Michelin's most durable, heavy-duty, commercial light truck tire ever. Visit business.michelinman.com/professional services to outfit your fleet.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Safeway for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit safeway.com/4U for program details.
Estuvo en un accidente de trabajo y no sabe qué hacer. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, le pueden ayudar. Muchas veces las empresas no quieren ayudar a los trabajadores lesionados porque no quieren reportar los accidentes con las aseguradoras. Nosotros podemos ayudarle a encontrar a un médico y que sus gastos médicos y beneficios semanales sean pagados durante el tiempo que no tenga la capacidad de trabajar. Llame a Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita. Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes. Somos tu voz. Portavoz pagado.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/4U for program details.
It's time to celebrate 6 years of Purple. That's 6 years of Purple mattresses, giving people the best night's sleep they've ever had. Thanks to the Gel Flex Grid. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that's soft where you want it, firm where you need it. And you won't be sleeping too hot or too cold because it's 80% air. It's not magic. It's the Gel Flex Grid. Only Purple has it. And Purple has a gift for you. 10% off your total purchase right now at purple.com/sleepin. Terms apply.
Mmm, I'm loving McDonald's new $6 LSU Fan Faves meal.
Does it do that every time you open the wrapper?
No, sometimes it does this. But I like this best.
Touchdown!
Get 7 days of delicious with a new $6 LSU Fan Faves meal. Like Wednesday's spicy crispy chicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Sprite for just $6. It's a different deal every day of the week. Prices and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town.
He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
¿Estuvo en un accidente y no sabe qué hacer? Es muy importante que tome fotos del daño de tu carro, el daño del otro vehículo de la otra persona, la licencia y placas del otro conductor. No hable con nadie de la compañía de seguros del otro conductor. Hable con un abogado con experiencia. Llame a Gordon McKernan, abogado de accidentes, al 225-888-8888 para una consulta gratuita acerca de su accidente. 225-888-8888. Somos tu voz.
Come explore the new Total Wine & More and discover the lowest prices and largest selection in the state. Explore over 8,000 wines. Our helpful guides will help you pick the perfect one. Over 2,500 beers, including 800 local favorites, perfect for game day or your crawfish boil. And over 3,000 spirits with the lowest prices in Louisiana. You can even order delivery or curbside pickup. So come explore your new Total Wine & More at 7074 Segan Lane in Baton Rouge.
That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Edwin Garcia, the host, of the Sky and the Shy, as well as the Laker Takes podcast. Great job by him giving us an insight on the recapping the Chicago Sky's 2021 WNBA championship run in their entire season and some of the players that made the difference. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.